Now, the parable of the unjust steward has been greatly misunderstood. And one of the reasons, of course, is it looks like our Lord is commending a crook here. And he is a crook, but that's contrary to the way we look at it. Well, it's just naturally assumed that anyone that the Lord Jesus mentioned in a parable is a hero. And he's certainly an example of the noblest character and the highest caliber of individual. Well, if you have that assumption, then prepare to make a change today, because you'd certainly have difficulty with this parable. This man is a crook, just out and out crook. And I've attempted to run a series one summer on rascals of Revelation, rogues of the written word, scoundrels of Scripture, thieves of theology, bad men of the Bible, and crooks of Christianity. And there are a lot of them, friends, and this man's one of them. Now, we've called attention to this before, that Luke gives parables by contrasts, that is, many of his parables are, and he's the only one who does that. And actually, most of the parables are parables by comparison. In fact, that's the meaning of a parable. Para means by the side of, and bole is something thrown by the side of it. Balo is where we get our word ball, something that's thrown or put down by the side of something to measure it. Well, sometimes that's done in contrast, and that's true in this particular case. Now, our Lord reaches out into the world, and he takes a man as an example who follows the principles of the world. And we are told in the Word of God, in fact, we are warned very carefully about that, that if the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I've chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. A child of God doesn't belong to this world, and he doesn't live by the principles of the things of this world. And again, Paul in Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed to this world. And Satan's called the god of this world. And Paul in Galatians speaks of the fact that the Lord Jesus not only died to save us, but he might deliver us right now from this present evil world. And we're told, love not the world, the things that are in the world. Now, the world is in which there is the law of life, and this man operates by that law. You know what the first commandment is of the world today? Self-preservation is the first law of nature. A shady deal is winked at. Questionable practice is countenanced today. A clever crook is commended by the world. This is the world of Bonnie and Clyde. This is the world of where a man like Billy Sol Estes can operate. The law is on the side of the crook today and the criminal. Every man, we are told, according to the law, is considered innocent until he's proven guilty. And do you know the Word of God takes the opposite approach? God says that you're guilty until you're proven innocent. You say, you don't mean that. I sure do. He says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You can never become innocent, but you can certainly become justified before God, and there's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. And when you trust Christ, you're justified by faith, and that's the only way in the world we can be justified. I had a professor in a prep school I went to. It was near Vanderbilt University, and it was a school for rich boys. I went there because I was studying for the ministry, and they let preachers, boys studying for the ministry, go there for no tuition at all. And he always began every year by saying, I consider all of you as young gentlemen. And that crowd he had there, he knew they weren't gentlemen. And the interesting thing is, he never treated us like gentlemen. Treated us like anything else but gentlemen. But that's what he said anyway. This is the world that we live in.